From the Pitch with Marcelo Balboa.
Balboa with a great header. Oh, my, what a goal! Oh, what a header by Balboa! And the Rapids have taken the lead!
Colorado's only soccer-specific radio show.
The ball floated towards the far post. He shot forwards, and there it is! And it's Dylan Serna with the equalizer!
From the Pitch with Marcelo Balboa. Presented by Colorado Soccer Association.
And welcome to another edition of From the Pitch with Marcelo Balboa. Without Marcelo Balboa. For good reason. You know, he may be calling. I don't know where he's at. I know he was in Utah. He was in Utah yesterday because we were watching me and my wife, or my wife and me, or whoever it is, I and her, were watching the United States-Venezuela game. Why? Because I flipped to the Rapids and they were losing 1-0. We'll get to that in a minute. My wife being Venezuela and I being United States.
Okay.
We have to watch this game.
Right.
And the United States comes out, la, 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 la. And the next thing you know, Venezuela puts one in the back of the net. And so what does any wife do who really doesn't particularly like soccer? She goes, goal! Tomalo, Tomalo, goal! Tomalo! And I was like, oh my goodness. Babies are crying. The cats are crying. I'm crying because the United States looks absolutely awful. And then we come to the second left. Then we come to the second half. And then what do they call him? So I'm listening on the I could have watched it on Fox Sports 1, but I decided to watch it on Univision. Why? Well, because Cello's there.
Right, right.
And even though I understand one, I'll be sitting there with my wife, and my Spanish is mediocre. I think I've graduated from poor to mediocre. If you speak Spanish and you talk to me, chances are we can probably find some words that you would understand that would come out of my mouth. But so I'll be watching, listening to the game, and they'll be like, oh, you know, whatever. But anyway, they kept calling Christian Pulisic. So Christian Pulisic is the 18, probably now 19-year-old player who plays for Borussia Dortmund and is rapidly on an ascent to become one of the best soccer players in the world, which is unbelievable for a United States American.
Right.
So they keep calling him during the match Golden Boy. But not like Oro de Nino or, you know, the Golden Child or whatever. He's like, they're like, Golden Boy, Pulisic. And I'm just like, oh my God, what a name. And then, like a minute later, Golden Boy ties it up. And coming out of that game, I was struck by two things. One of them, the United States is going to be fine. Even though Venezuela is terrible, you might remember that in last year's Copa de Oro, right? Or the Copa de Americas, Copa de America. They got to the quarterfinals too. So, I mean, they got some talent there. It's just that when they are playing in South America, who gets something like five of their teams in, but first you have to get, this is why Venezuela has never been to a World Cup. First, you have to get by Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay. Okay, all of those people have won World Cups. Chile, who might be the best team in the world right now. Colombia, who might be the top five team in the world right now. Let's see. Let's keep going, shall we? Ecuador, who's made it in. Peru, who has been to a World Cup. Paraguay has moments, but you get the drift. I mean, Bolivia. So the problem with Bolivia is usually the bottom dweller there. But here's what they do. They play all, they're a bi-capital country. So they have two capitals. One's at reasonable human living. And then the other one is up at La Paz, I believe, which is like 10,000 feet.
Right, right.
So that's where they play their games at home.
Oh.
Is it La Paz at 10,000 feet? It would be like the Rapids having their stadium in Leadville, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because they would never lose. They would never lose.
It's a huge advantage to have.
When I used to coach, I would go, we used to play against Lake County High School. So we would go up to Leadville at least once a year. They would have a tournament up there. And they have a distinct advantage because you have to overcome that. There's this initial, you know what it is for people is the initial lack of breath. as your body's like, we need more oxygen, we need more oxygen. And then once it kind of settles itself out and you get that second wind, then you're okay. But it's getting that first thing and how to overcome it is the problem. So that's why Venezuela is in last place right now in that particular district. They've lost some hard games. Also, their country is falling apart, and it's, you know, so it's not really easy to get teams together and get games together when, you know, you could be shot or kidnapped. But enough of politics from Venezuela. So I the end of the game came, and 1-1 draw, and I was struck by two things. And the first one was that, but then the second one was, who in the hell is trying to tell anybody that Tim Howard is not worth every bit of money that the Rapids are paying him? I mean, my goodness. He made two saves last night in that first half where very easily could not have been 1-0 at halftime. It could have been 3.
Right.
He, on a shot that's outside, he makes a huge diving save. It's not a tough, I mean, as a goalie, I would call it like a showcase save. You got to dive to save it. Don't get me wrong. And the thing is it was going away from him. It was bending away from him, so he really had to go. But it's more of a dive where, you know, it's a camera shot dive.
It's all for TV.
Not all of it.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of it. It's the half. I mean, you're getting there. But, you know, when you get the one hand, out and you really stretch, those are the dives that show up on posters.
Yeah.
The tougher dive is the one that happens on the corner kick right after, where a head ball comes down from like 6 yards away. So, you know, we're looking at each other and we're about 6 yards away. So I'm heading it to you, but down on the ground. And as a tall man, it's very hard to get down low.
Yeah, right.
And he makes a save on the sideline. On the end line of the goal, which should have gone in, but he saved it off the post and then out and miraculously did not go back in. And that is what Tim Howard brings you. And for a team, any team, and this is hockey as well, any team with a goalie, if you know that your goalkeeper has the ability, no matter how rare, to do something miraculous, then that gives you hope in terms of being able to stretch yourself forward. So miraculous on the back end maybe lets you take an extra turn forward because you know that you have a guy back here who might be able to do something miraculous. And that doesn't say you mean that you don't come back and play defense, but it gives you license a little bit more to go forward. And I think that this is kind of what you're seeing, what's going on with the Rapids lately. Rapids still in last place. So, you know, we know this. But they've won 3 home games. I believe it's 3 straight home games. So, you know, that's all right. And last night, sort of happened. It was McMath and goal, obviously, because Tim Howard was playing for the U.S. national team. But it was McMath's 2 saves that sort of ignited the Rapids to become more offensive. And that offensive mindedness led to a spectacular night for all people who went to the Rapids game last night.
Pretty much a game-saving save.
Yeah, you need to have a game-saving save. You know, they always talk about those. Every time there's a no-hitter, there's always one defensive play that's kind of an awesome play.
Right.
Yep. Stuff it. You stuff them, and then you bring them back the other way, and you shove it down your throats. That's soccer, my friend. That's just soccer.